Well, it's great to be here with you again.
非常喜乐能够再一次的来到你们中间。
We're going to look through a passage of scripture from Ephesians chapter 2.
我们将一起打开以弗所书第二章来看这一段的经文。
And I might ask my friend to read the first 10 verses.
我又用中文把第一节到第十节读一遍。以弗所书第二章第一节到第十节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他救你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在破裂之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都是在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便救我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又救我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，又将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，写明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因此信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，唯有救我们行上，就是神所预备救我们行的。Amen.
So, thank you. We are going to look at this passage of scripture to understand that the grace of God is the good news.
我们借着来学习这一段的经文，使我们能够明白到神的福音就是恩典。
And then I'd like us to read another passage of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 6.
之后我们又读另外一处的圣经，是哥林多前书第八章。
And this follows through on some of the hymns that we've been singing today.
也是跟着我们曾经所唱诗歌里面的内容相应的。
First Corinthians 8, 1 to 6.
是哥林多前书八章一至六节。
Yes, please.
论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得，我们都有知识，但知识是救人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。若有人以为自己知道什么，按着他当知道的，他人是不知道。若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。论到吃祭偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。虽有称为神的，或在天，或在地，就如有许多的神，许多的主。然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。Amen.
Thank you, Sese. That's my Chinese word. Ni hao, Sese, Wei, that's about it. So, I want to share with you about a most remarkable understanding that God has given to us.
我要跟大家分享的是一个神是超乎人想象之外的一个他的旨意向我们显明。
God has taught us how to be right with Him.
因为神教导我们怎样能够与他和好。
So He can look at us and say, "Wow."
而神看我们说 "Wow."
You are right with me.
你和我，你在我面前是对的。
And he tells us we can't do anything to achieve that.
他又告诉我们，靠我们自己，我们不能够做什么去达到这个标准。
He has done it all.
神自己做了一切。
So that makes it simple.
所以这看起来很简单。
And it makes it difficult.
但同时也非常的困难。
Because we like to do things to achieve.
因为我们人都希望通过努力来得到什么。
Chinese people are very good at doing things.
也特别活人是很懂得怎么样去努力的。
And sometimes they compete with others.
他们也常常与人相争。
And so there is a tendency in our society to strive to do something to achieve a goal.
所以在我们现今的社会，大家都有这样一个认识，必须去努力达到我们的目的。
But the gospel of God is different from that.
当神的福音却跟这个完全不一样。
We can't do anything.
我们什么都不能做。
All we must do is accept by faith God's gift for us.
我们只能凭着信心接受神所赐给我们的。
But during this time with you today, I want to speak also to those who are Christian believers.
借着今天这个时间，我也同时又向那些已经是基督徒的人说话。
Because there is a danger that people will come to Jesus by faith.
因为有一个危险，人或许会靠信心到耶稣这里来。
And then live their Christian lives as if they have to do everything by themselves.
当信了耶稣之后，却以为要靠自己去活出来。
And they compare themselves with others.
之后就常常拿自己跟别人比较。
Have I achieved?
我有没有做到这些？
Have I achieved more than that other person?
我是不是比那一位基督徒做得更多呢？
But the Bible tells us that our whole life is to be a life of faith.
当圣经却教导我们，我们基督徒的一生乃是有凭信心的。
I want to explain that by sharing the story of my ministry in schools.
我又借着我在学校中的服事作为一个例子来向你们解明。
This is my 35th year as principal of Pacific Hills Christian School.
因为我是这个基督教学校 35年的校长。
I've just started.
但是我还是刚刚开始。
This ministry is God's call on my life.
因为这一个侍奉乃是神对我生命中的呼召。
I have enjoyed every day.
所以每一天我都非常的享受。
Even with difficult parents.
虽然要面对非常一些很难相处的这个父母。
Perhaps a few difficult students.
或者有些学生也是很有困难的。
And sometimes a difficult staff member.
其他时候也有些是那里的工作人员也很难应付。
But I have had joy in all of it.
但是在这一切困难中我都很喜乐很享受。
I have joy in it because God is with me.
我有这个喜乐因为我知道神与我同在。
His spirit lives in me.
他的灵住在我里面。
So therefore I have a sense of peace and contentment.
所以在我里面有这一个满足和平安。
A lot of people want to feel happiness.
今天许多人他们都盼望能够喜乐。
But happiness depends on the circumstances.
但他们所谓的喜乐常常都是因着环境而变化的。
If we achieve something or something is given to us, we have a happiness.
或是我们靠着努力达到什么目的，或者人家把什么东西给我们，我们就觉得喜乐。
But joy is deep in the heart.
当喜乐乃是从心深处来的。
We have joy because we are at peace with God.
我们能够有喜乐，因为我们已经与神和好了。
And that is because of the love of God.
而这是因为神的爱。
And our thankfulness for His love.
而我们因神的爱而感恩。
Pacific Hills Christian School started with 8 children and one teacher in one room of an orphanage.
在这个基督教，我在教的这个基督教学校开始的时候，只有一个房间，只有八个学生和一个老师。
This is the story for the first 30 years of our school.
这本书记载了我们这学校前30年的故事的历史。
I have brought some copies for you to take.
我带了几本来，你们愿意的话可以拿一本。
This year is the 40th anniversary celebrations.
今年乃是我们40周年的大庆。
It started with 8 children.
开始的时候只有八个学生。
This was God's work.
因为这是神的工作。
And God often starts very small with us.
而神常常是以小的事情上来开始的。
Because he wants us to trust him in the little things.
因为神就教导我们怎么样在小的事情上信靠他。
And then he will give us more.
这样他就会一点一点给我们多一点。
Because he has taught us to trust in him.
因为在这过程中他已经教导我们来信靠他。
That will be the case in your life, in every area of life.
这在你的生命中，在每一个环境中都是同样的情形。
Pacific Hills does not have 8 students anymore.
今天这个基督教的学校不只有八个学生。
We have 1,408 students.
我们有1,408个学生。
But we have 6 other schools as well.
而同时我们也有6间其他的分校。
On the same site at Dural, we have a school called New Hope School.
在 Dural 那里又有一个新的基督教学校，叫新盼望学校。
This school is for children with autism.
而这个新望学校乃是为着那些残疾的孩子。
And there are 25 children in that school.
而在那里有25个学生。
Their parents are very thankful.
这个学校乃是为自闭症这个孩子的，所以他们的父母都非常的感激。
These children present many difficulties at home.
因为自闭症的孩子在家中遭到很多的难处、困难。
And it is difficult for them to be educated in a regular school.
所以要他们到一个学校来读书是一个更加困难的事情。
The government has been very good to us in recent years.
在最近的几年政府对我们学校都很好。
They now give a lot of money for children with special needs.
因为现在政府拨款，拨了很多的款是为着帮助那些孩子，有特别需要的孩子。
So God has used the government to give those funds so that we can have many staff with these students.
所以因着神感动这个政府拨款，所以使到这个学校现在能够有请到更多的老师能够来教导这些孩子，有病的孩子。
Because governments are the authorities that God has put in place.
因为政府乃是神所放在这个国家代表他的政权。
That's why we are told to honor the authorities.
所以圣经教导我们，我们要服从他们他们的权柄，服在他们的权下。
We also have 5 other schools.
我们还有另外5间的分校。
10 years ago, we were asked to look after a school at Tweed Heads near Queensland.
我们在10年前在昆士兰推凯那个地方。他们有请我们帮他们照顾那个学校。
The school had about 100 children.
那个学校里面有100个学生。
But it was about to be closed.
当他们已经面临关闭。
Because of the challenging situation.
因为那个时候的情况是蛮着挑战性的。
We were asked if we would look after that school.
他们问我们，我们愿不愿意去把这个学校接过来。
We called that school Pacific Coast Christian School.
我们称那个学校是在那个沿海的这个的基督学校。
That school now has 400 students.
现在那个学校有400个学生。
And we have Pacific Hope School on the same site.
而且同时我们又有这个新希望的学校。
And that school has 55 children with autism.
那里有55个有内闭症病的。孩子在那里读书
and many staff.
还有许多的这些工作人员。
One year later, we were asked to take responsibility for a school near Grafton on the north coast of New South Wales.
而是在 New South Wales 的这个西北边那里 Grafton 那个地方，我们去年又被邀请说愿不愿意接手另外一个学校。
That school had 24 children and was closed.
那个学校本来有25个学生，后来已经关闭了。
Today, that school has 340 students.
今天那个学校有340个学生。
We have a hope school there that we started last year called Valley Hope.
在那个学校我们称为希望学校，是在那个山谷希望学校。
And that has 14 students.
那里也有14个学生。
Last year, we were asked to take responsibility for a school at Musselbrook in the Hunter Valley.
之后去年又我们又被邀请说在 Hunter Valley 那个地方去接手另外一个学校。
That school was being closed.
那个学校也是已经被关闭了。
with 24 students.
也有24个学生，本来有24个学生。
After 1 year, that school now has 47 students.
一年之后，那个学校现在有47位学生。
I want to explain how all these things happened as the grace of God.
我要借着讲这些学校怎么样的经营来显明出神的恩典。
I want us to understand that the grace of God has come to us.
我要你们明白神的恩典是这样临到我们的。
And God says we are to show His grace to others.
神又告诉我们，我们必须将他的恩典向其他人显明。
But I want us to remember that the grace we show to others is not our grace, it is God's grace.
但我又强调一点的，我们向别人显明的恩典不是我们自己的恩，乃是从神来恩典。
It is the same as the faith we have is not something that we have, it's a gift from God.
就是我们对神所有的信心也不是出于我们自己的，乃是神所赐给我们的。
So there's nothing we can do to be right with God.
所以靠着我们自己，我们不能够做什么使我们与神和好。
In this passage of the Bible from Ephesians chapter 2,
在这以弗所书第二章这里这一段的圣经，
It sounds almost depressing.
当你读的时候，你觉得很压抑。
You were dead in your transgressions and sins.
因为他这样说，你是死在过犯罪恶之中。
All of us were like that.
而我们每一个人都是这个样子。
Following the desires and the thoughts of the world.
我们在于是乃是随从今世的风俗。
And because that's the way we lived, we were objects of God's wrath.
而因为我们这样生活的光景，所以我们就落到神的审判之下。
Now, you might look at yourself and your neighbors here in this room.
或者你看自己，也看你旁边的人。
And you might say, I was not too bad.
我觉得自己好像不错。
Or, I am not too bad.
或者我不是那么坏。
But you need to look at yourself from God's point of view.
但你必须是从神的角度来看你自己。
And God's point of view is that all of us have sinned and come short of doing things His way.
而在神的眼中，看我们世人众人都是犯了罪，亏缺了他的荣耀。
That is the human condition.
因为这是人类的整个光景。
You and I have need of God's salvation.
你和我都需要神的救恩。
Since I was with you, I've had some special experiences in different parts of the world.
从我上一次与你来你们当中之后，在这段时间，我在世界其他各地有不同的经历。
18 months ago, I went to Santiago, Chile.
我是18个月前去到智利那里的 San Diego 的城市。
We visited several countries of South America.
在非洲那里去探望了几个不同地方。
And at the same time, a group of our students, our boys, were playing soccer in South America in Santiago.
因为同时我们学校有一帮的男学生也到那个城市去踢足球。
They did not go to play soccer.
但是他们去不只是去踢足球而已。
They went to share their faith with those who did not have Christian faith.
他们去那里的目的，那就将他们在基督里的盼望跟在那里还有没有信耶稣的人分享。
And they used soccer as the vehicle.
而足球赛只是他们所用的一个渠道而已。
To identify with people, to connect with people.
通过这个足球能够跟当地的那些人连接起来。
And they played very good games.
他们在那里有几个很好的比赛。
But after every game, they shared their faith with the students and the adults.
当每一次比赛完了之后，他们都会抓住那个机会，跟他们一起比赛的对方的队友，跟还有那里的那些教练讲他们的信心。
They played 12 games in 12 days in over 2 weeks.
他们玩了他们有12个比赛，经过12个星期。
And during their time of sharing their faith, 300 people came to faith in Jesus.
而通过他们因为跟其他人分享他们信耶稣的信心的福音，结果有300个人接受了耶稣。
Now for most people that is not what schools do.
对许多人来讲，学校不应该做这样传福音的工作。
But our schools teach the children to share their faith.
但在我们的学校，我们是教导我们的孩子怎样向别人分享他们在耶稣里的信心。
Pacific Hills and our other schools have a vision.
因为这些学校有一个意向。
Most schools in Australia and elsewhere are institutions for teaching and learning.
在澳洲很多的地方的学校，他们成立的目的就是为着教育。
Our schools are not that.
但我们的学校不只是为着教育。
Our schools are communities of faith for teaching, learning, and serving.
因为我们的学校乃是一个信心的中心，乃是来通过教导教育来培养他们。
It is my contention that Christian education in your family, your church, or a Christian school is not complete.
我觉得你们在家中对孩子，基督徒家中对孩子的教导或者这些学习都觉得不是很完全，或者在教会中的教育。
Until the adults have practiced service of others to show the grace of God.
直到我们做这些做父母的能够实现在侍奉上怎样的来传扬福音。
And we have taught the new generation how to serve others with their gifts to show God's grace.
而同时我们教导我们的下一代怎样的把神所赐给使用神所赐给他们的恩赐来侍奉别人。
Otherwise, we have done what other schools do.
不然的话，我们只是像其他的学校一般。
They have transmitted knowledge and skills.
他们只是把知识传递给了他们的孩子。
And the verse that was read from 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 1 teaches us.
而在哥林多前书八章那里读的经节告诉我们。
That knowledge puffs us up and makes us feel proud about ourselves.
那里告诉我们，我们有知道知识是叫人自高自大的。
And it is easy for people with knowledge to look down on those who do not have much knowledge.
因为常常那些有知识的人都很容易就看低那些没有知识的人。
So they are proud.
所以他们觉得很骄傲。
And they look down on others who do not have the same knowledge.
所以他们就看轻那些像没有像他们一样有知识的人。
And so I want to encourage you to remember these thoughts.
所以我又鼓励你们又记住这几点。
Every single human being is equal in value to all others.
每一个人，我们对彼此的价值都应该是平等的。
Every single human being in this room is equal with every other one here.
在这里的每一个人，我们与别人的价值是同等的。
For two reasons.
有两个原因。
First, everyone here was created in the image of God.
因为第一个原因，在这里的每一个人都是按着神的形象被造的。
So that makes us all equal in value.
所以这样使我们都是同等同样的。
Secondly, Christ died for everyone in this room.
第二个原因乃是耶稣为我们这里的每一个人死了。
So when God sees us all as equal, we must see each other the same way.
所以人若是看我们是平等的，那我们彼此也应该看是平等的。
Different people have different commitments, different gifts, different functions, different responsibilities.
虽然我们个人都有各自的恩赐，各自的能力。
But we're all equal in value to God.
但在神的眼中，我们是同样的重要。
God does not want you to do what he wants another person to do.
神从来不会愿你去做他又其他人做的事情。
You have your gift and your calling, and that is a gift from God.
你神对你有对你的呼召，也有赐给你的恩赐，这是你对神所有负责的。
He wants you to use that gift and follow that calling.
神要你使用他所给你的恩赐来顺从神对你的呼召。
Not the same as the other person with you.
不是又像你隔壁的那一个人。
And that person does not need to be like you.
而那个人也不需要像你。
But what we need to be alike in is our faithfulness to God.
那我们必须从有的那是对神的忠心。
Now, I have been to many places.
我去了很多的地方。
I've shared from the truth of the Bible about Christian education.
我从圣经里面更加分享到基督徒的教育。
And many years ago, I came to the clear understanding.
而很多年之后，我就有这样的一个明白。
That there is only one reason for an authentic Christian school.
对一个真实的基督教学校只有一个原因。
One reason only.
只有唯一的原因是。
Moreover, there is only one reason for this church to exist.
而同样，这个教会，这里的教会的存在也唯有这一个原因。
There is only one way for a Christian family to exist.
而也唯有这个原因使一个基督教的家庭能够存在。
There is only one reason for a Christian person to live as a Christian.
也作为一个基督徒也唯有这一个原因而存在。
And that reason is this.
而这一个原因就是
We live to bring glory to God.
我们活着又将荣耀归给神。
The Bible tells us that so plainly.
圣经里面很清楚明白地告诉我们。
And we try to add so much.
但是我们常常又加上许多其他的。
But as I finish up here later this morning.
当我今早迟一点在这里结束了之后。
I meant this afternoon.
我今天下午。
I just noticed the clock has turned to noon.
因为发现时间刚好过了十二点正。
I want to highlight that for you to take away with you.
我在这里重点提到一点让你能够带走的。
Last year, I went to an interesting place called Siberia.
去年我去了西比利亚那地方。
What do you think Siberia is like?
你觉得那个地方是怎样的一个地方吗？
I thought it would be so cold.
我觉得说应该是非常的寒冷。
I thought it would be so icy and snowy.
我觉得那里到处都是冰，到处都是雪。
The chairman of our board and I went there in early October.
我跟我们学校的主席在十月，去年十月份的去那里。
The average temperature for that time was -20 to -24.
在那里平均的温度是零下20到24度。
When we were there.
当我们去那里的时候
For 3 days,
只是在那里停留了三天
It did not get below 22 degrees.
但是它的温度却没有低过20度
No snow, no ice.
没有雪，没有冰
And the place we visited is a city called Novosibirsk.
我们去的那个城市就 Novosibirsk.
A huge city of 2 million people.
在这个城市里面有200万人在那里居住
In that city are many graduate students from all over the world.
在那个城市里面有许多学生都从世界不同大学毕业的。
They have many graduate universities who just train graduates.
他们在那里有许多的大学专门就训练毕业生。
I spoke at a big church.
我又去那里一个大型的教堂讲道。
Now, your services here are longer than many services in Sydney churches.
我可以告诉你们，你们在教会这里的这个讲信息的时间比 Sydney 其他教会讲到的时间都长。
But this service is a short service compared with Siberia.
但是你们这里讲到的时间比在西比利亚那里讲到的时间却太短了。
So I'm not planning to make it a Siberian service today.
那我告诉你们，今天我不会在那里讲得到，哪来这里讲。
Three of us spoke.
我们在那里有三个人讲到。
We had communion.
之后我们在那里有纪念组。
Maybe 500-600 people.
在那里有500到600个人。
A wonderful experience.
一个非常奇妙的经历。
And I spoke about God's grace in action.
之后我也讲到神的恩典是怎么样的行出来的。
Because I think that is the great theme of the revelation of God in the Bible.
因为我觉得这是神圣经中所启示重要的一点。
After I spoke,
在我讲完了之后
I was introduced to a young man from another country.
他们就介绍我认识了另外一位年轻人，是从另外一个国家来的。
This man was from Pakistan.
他乃是巴基斯坦那里来的。
He was officially Muslim, but he did not practice his faith.
他说口头上说是回教徒，但是他在生活上却没有回教的这些修养。
He was studying a master's degree in engineering.
他在那里学了一个在工程师方面的这个硕士。
And he had never been to a church in his life.
他在一生之中从来没有去过一个教堂。
He was highly intelligent.
他是非常的聪明。
And some Christian friends from the university said, "Come to the church with us."
但是在大学的一些同学基督徒的同学就邀请他，哎，不如跟我们一起来教堂吧。
As I spoke very simply about the gospel of God's grace,
当我在那里很简单的讲到神恩典。
Something happened to this man.
在这个身上发生了一些事情。
A miracle.
是一个神迹。
He gave his life to Jesus.
在那个时候，他把他一生都献给主耶稣。
He had never heard about Jesus before.
在这之前，他从来没有听见过耶稣。
He had never had the Bible open for him.
他从来没有读过圣经。
But in a moment in time, he gave his life to Jesus.
但是在那个时刻，他却把他一生献给了主耶稣。
So at that moment, he received God's Spirit in his spirit.
所以在那一刻，他就领受了神的圣灵进到他里面去。
He received eternal life.
他得着了永生。
And he became your brother.
而他成为你我的弟兄。
Everyone who is a believer has brothers and sisters all over the world.
每一个信了耶稣的人在全世界都有弟兄姐妹。
And all over Sydney.
也遍满了全悉尼。
And that's because we have common faith in Jesus.
因为我们在基督里有同样的信心。
The Apostle Paul wrote,
使徒保罗曾这样写。
All that counts with God is faith.
我们在神面前算得数的是信心。
Expressing itself through love.
借着爱显明出来。
That's in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6.
是加拉太书五章六节。
The Apostle John said,
使徒约翰又说,
that you must obey the command of God.
我们必须遵守神的命令。
To believe in the name of his son Jesus.
相信神儿子耶稣的名。
And love one another.
而彼此相爱。
That is how to show that we are the family of God, to love one another.
我们彼此相爱就能够显明出来我们是属于神家里的。
That verse I quoted was from 1 John 3:23.
那是约翰一书一章三章十二节。
But in the Gospel of John, chapter 13 and verse 35, Jesus said,
而在约翰福音十三章三十五节说,
As my disciple, you must love one another.
你们若彼此相爱,
And by this will all the world know that you're my disciple.
你们若彼此相爱, 世人就知道你是我的门徒。
So that is the way we show the grace of God.
这样我们就能够显明出神的爱来, 恩典来。
By loving God,
就是爱神。
Loving one another,
也爱神彼此相爱。
As Christian believers,
因为我们都是耶稣的信徒。
And then loving every person God brings across our path.
而又爱上每一个神带到我们面前来的人。
We may feel a little challenged by some people and their attitude or their behavior.
虽然到我们面前来的人，我们觉得有些人对我们是很难接受的相处。
And it would be easy to avoid them.
好像更容易的方法乃是避免他们。
And to move to the other side of the road.
或者走到路的另一边去。
But God says we must love the person.
但是神却说我们必须爱那个人。
We must accept them and care for them.
我们必须接受他们，照顾他们。
And we can work with them so they will know the grace of God and accept it for themselves.
我们也以做工在他们身上使他们能够明白神的恩典而接受耶稣。
So here today I am speaking to you if you are not a Christian.
所以今天在这里我对 你说话，如果你还不是基督徒的话。
And I'm speaking to you if you are a Christian.
同时，你若是基督徒，我也有对你说。
We need the grace of God to become a Christian.
我们需要神的恩典，使我们能够成为基督徒。
And we need the grace of God to live as a Christian.
我们需要神的恩典，活出一个基督徒。
Don't ever think that you can be right with God by yourself.
不要想有这样的思想，以为能靠自己而与神和好。
In the passage that was read from Ephesians,
在以弗所书的这一段圣经，
we learn that it's by grace we are saved through faith.
这里告诉我们，我们得救乃是本乎恩，也因着信。
It's not of ourselves, it's a gift from God.
不是出于自己的，乃是神所赐的。
It's not by our works, or we would boast about it.
也不是出于我们自己的行为，不然我们就会自夸。
But then verse 10 goes on to say this.
但第十节却接着告诉我们。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God has prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是他的工作。在基督耶稣里造成的，唯有叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
The work I told you about of the Pacific Group of Schools，
刚才讲到了那个大西洋那里的基督教学校
，is God's work，
是神的工作。
Everything is from Him，
一切都从神而来的。
It comes from Him，
是从他而来的。
It comes through Him。
也通过他而来的
and it's for him
而也是为他的
so it is with your life
你的生命也是这样
in your home
在你的家中
in this church congregation
在这个教会的聚会当中
in your neighborhood
在你的邻里
at your work
在你的工作中
when you visit shops
无论你去商场
when you meet people socially
或者你在社交上遇见其他的人
God places you in each situation for His purposes.
神把你是因着自己的旨意把你放在每一个情形当中。
And what are His purposes for your life?
他对你的一生的目的旨意是什么呢？
One purpose only.
只有一个旨意。
To bring glory to God.
又将荣耀归给神。
Therefore you must always acknowledge that the gift you have is from Him.
这是为什么又常常的承认我们所得到的恩赐都是从他而来的。
The energy and strength you have is from him.
你所有的精力和力气是从他来的。
You may be quite a wealthy person.
你可能是一个很有钱的人。
You may be highly educated.
你或者一个有很高教育的人。
You may have a good reputation.
你或者一个有很有身份的人。
And Christians should have all of those things.
而基督徒应该都有这一切。
But it's not theirs.
但这一切都不是属于他的。
It belongs to God.
这一切都是属于神的。
And He allows us to have stewardship of it.
所以神却叫我们来做这一切事的管家。
So we must remember we are stewards of God's grace.
所以我们要常常的记住这一点，我们是神恩典的管家。
And you must always ask God what to do with your reputation, with your money, with your possessions.
所以我们又常常求问神，你对着你所有的地位，你所有的财富，所有的知识，你怎么样去使用它们
？It's not yours for your selfish interests.
因为这一切不是属于你自己，为着你自己的私欲而已。
It is yours to bring glory to God.
这一切赐给你，又叫你荣耀神。
The great example of how to bring glory to God is the person of Jesus.
而我们。一个最大的榜样怎样的荣耀神就是在我们耶稣身上看见的
He said about himself
他这样的说自己
The son of man did that was Jesus The son of man did not come to be served He came to serve
说耶稣说人子来不是要被服侍那就服侍众人
So I want to encourage that whatever gift you have received you are to use itTo serve others to show the grace of God.
所以我要鼓励你，无论你从神那里领受了怎样的恩赐，神都是要你去使用这个恩赐去帮助别人，来将荣耀归给神。
In the doxology at the end of chapter 11 of Romans,
在罗马书第十一章啊，最后结束啊，上一颂。
The last verse of that passage of the doxology is verse 36 of chapter 11.
而乃是罗马书第十一章三十六节。
And it says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things."
说因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
In the verses we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 8,
而在哥林多前书第八章,
verse 6 says this,
第六节说,
"For us as Christian believers, there is but one God the Father, from whom all things have come and for whom we exist."
第六节说, 我们基督徒, 然而我们只有一位神, 就是父, 万有都本于他, 也归于他。
And the second part of the verse says, "For us there is only one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things have come and through whom we live."
并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
Just before we took the communion today,
今天在我们在这里掰饼纪念主之前,
we sang a hymn which reminded us that it is through Jesus and Jesus only that we are right with God.
我们唱了一首诗歌提醒我们，我们只有是借着耶稣，也通过耶稣，我们才能够与神和好。
That is why you call yourselves a Christian church.
这是为，因为这个原因，你能够称呼自己是一个基督教会。
That's why you call yourselves individually Christians.
你也能够这样称自己是一个基督徒。
By doing that, you lift the name of Jesus high.
因为这样行，你就高举基督的名。
You acknowledge it's not you, it's him.
因为你常常承认的不是我们自己，乃是他。
And what was Jesus like when he was here on earth?
而当耶稣在地上的时候，他是怎样的一个样子呢？
In the letter to the church at Philippi,
在写给腓立比书书信上，
we read about Jesus.That he humbled himself.
我们读到耶稣他 谦虚虚谨
Even though he was God,
虽然他是与神同等的，
he humbled himself before the Father,
他却在神的面前虚谨，
and he became obedient to the will of his Father,
他又降卑而且顺服父的旨意，
and he became obedient and died because that was his Father's will.
因为是父的旨意，又他顺服至死。
Before Jesus went to the cross to die for the sins of everybody,
在耶稣还没有上十字架为我们众人死，
he went into a garden with his disciples.
他带着他的门徒去到一个园子，
and he underwent an experience that you and I will never be able to truly understand.
而他所经历的，他所经历的是我们和从完全不能够想象到的。
He prayed to his father.
他对自己的父祷告。
And he said to his father, "Not my will, but your will be done."
他对父祷告说，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
He showed us how to live as Christians.
他这样教导我们，作为一个基督徒该怎样的去生活。
He, the Christ, showed us as Christians how to live.
他作为基督，却教导我们怎样的去活出一个基督徒。
To do his Father's will.
去遵守天父的旨意。
That is how we bring glory to God.
这样我们能够将荣耀归给神。
God acknowledged his Son.
神也这样承认他的儿子。
He acknowledged his son as perfectly fulfilling his will.
他证明他的儿子已经完全的满足他的要求。
And the Bible teaches us that in that part of the Bible from the Philippians chapter 2.
而又在腓立比书第二章那里这样的讲。
Which says that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord,To the glory of God the Father.
因为在第十节说到，又叫一切在天上、地上和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
If there is someone here today who is not a Christian believer yet,
今天在我们当中，若是还有谁不是一个基督徒，
it is my prayer that you will make that commitment to be a Christian believer.
我是何等盼望你愿意从心里面的愿意做出这样一个决定来成为一个基督徒。
Because Jesus did not teach us that it was just a good way to believe in Him.
因为耶稣不只教导我们信他是好的。
Because He was perfect and holy and sinless Himself.
因为他是完全他是圣洁的。
He went around doing good and healing people.
他又到处行善，医治别人。
He died on the cross.
他死在十架上。
To take our sins away.
将我们的罪背负了。
But He said.That he was the only way for any person to be right with God.
但他也告诉我们，我们若与神和好，他是唯一的路。
He said about himself.
他这样的说到自己。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
That's why we have that word in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6.
这是为什么在哥林多前书八章我们那六节会读到这样的话。
We have one Lord, Jesus Christ.
我们只有一位主耶稣基督。
Through whom all things have come.
万物都是借着他有的。
And through whom we live our lives.
我们也是借着他而活的。
So it's my prayer and my hope that you, everyone in this room, will come to faith in Jesus.
我的盼望，我的祷告，乃是在这里的每一个人都能够在基督里有信心。
Because you cannot be right with the Creator God any other way.
因为你不能够借着任何其他的方法跟你的创造主神和好。
God is not only the Creator.
神不只是你的创造主，
He's the judge.
他也是你的审判者。
And we've been created to live on this planet Earth for 70, 80, 90, 100 years.
我们被造在地上过了70年、80年或者90年的一生。
But we may not live that long.
我们或许也不能够活到这么长命。
The last time I was here, I told you the story about my son who died when he was 21.
在上一次我在这里的时候 我告诉你这样一个事情，就是我自己儿子21岁就去世了。
I saw him die.
我亲眼看着他去世的。
I looked at the accident in front of my eyes as he was hit by a car.
我亲眼的看见他在街上这样的被这次撞死。
21 years before I had held him for the first hour of his life.
在从21年前他一出生的那一刻，是我抱着他抱了一个小时的。
God was with me at his birth. God was with me at his accident, and God was with me in his death.
他出生的那一刻，我抱着他，神与我同在。在他出事故的那一天，神也是与我同在。直到他去世被葬的那一刻，神也是与我同在。
My wife has written this book on eagle's wings.
我的妻子写的这一本书是有长啊飞鹰展翅。
I brought some copies for you to read.
我也带了几本让你们能够去读。
Is this book a sad book?
这一本书里面是一个非常忧伤的故事。
Yes and no.
对你来讲，或者是，或者是不是。
When some people read it, they cry.
有些人读了这本书，他们哭了。
But this book is all about.God's grace.
但这本书却全讲的是神的恩典。
Matthew, our son, believed in Jesus as his savior.
我们的儿子马太，他相信耶稣是他的救主。
He had accepted Jesus by faith as his savior.
他凭着信心接受耶稣成为他个人的救主。
He shared that faith and God's grace with others.
他也靠神的恩典跟别人分享了他所信的这一位主。
It is good for me to say this today in this congregation.
今天能够在你们当中说这件事是好。
Almost every one of Matthew's friends and all of his friends at university were Chinese students.
我能够告诉你的，就是我儿子马太，他在大学的同学或者他所交的朋友，许多都是华人。
He loved them.
他爱他们。
He shared God's grace with them.
他又跟他们分享神的恩典。
And after his death, they came to visit us to say how wonderful that was.
而在他的葬死了之后，在葬礼上，他们都来告诉我跟太太说，你的儿子是多么的好的一个人。
When Matthew was 15 years of age, he went with me to China.
当我儿子马太15岁的时候，他跟我一同去了中国。
To Guangzhou.
去了广州。
I have been to China every year for 28 years.
我在过去的28年，每年都又去一次中国。
So I might have had more visits to China than anybody in this room.
所以我可能比人当中许多人都去回国更多过你们。
When Matthew was there, he and I taught English using the Bible in a teacher's college.
跟我跟儿子在中国的时候，在广州的时候，那是用着圣经的英文，在一个学校里面教英文。
And when Matthew taught his class when he was 15 years of age, two ladies became Christians through his teaching.
而在他十五岁那时候，借着圣经在那里教英文的时候，有两个老师，听课的老师就信了耶稣。
He was able to do that because he had received God's grace and he wanted to share it with others.
他能够这样行，那是因为他相信了神，领受了他的恩典。
That is what you and I must do in our lives.
这也是你和我在我们生活中该去行的。
We have received the grace of God.
我们接受了神的恩典。
We are to live out the grace of God.
我们要将神的恩典活出来。
And we are to pray and encourage others to come to have acceptance of the grace of God themselves.
我们也要传跟祷告，使其他人也能够到神面前因信接受耶稣。
The reason for the Hope Schools of our group of schools is one.
我们在众多所办的这些希望学校，只有这样的一个原因。
We wanted to start the schools to show the grace of God.
我们又借着这个学校来显明神的恩典。
We made that abundantly clear.
我们这一点上讲得非常的清楚。
We have received the grace of God.
我们已经接受了神的恩典。
And we wanted to share the grace of God with the families and with those children.
我们将所得到神的恩典跟每一个家庭、每个孩子分享。
And they are wonderful communities of God's grace.
而他们都是领受神恩典的对象。
Why should we show the grace of God?
我们为什么要向人显明神的恩典呢？
Well, it's so exciting.
因为神的恩典使人太兴奋了。
It's so valuable for us to understand.
因为我们能够认识神的恩典是非常有价值的。
You would not be able to sing your hymns of thankfulness to God if you did not know the grace of God.
你若是不认识神的恩典，你又怎么能够唱诗来宣扬神的恩典呢？
So if you have received the grace of God, why hide it?
你若是已经接受了神的恩典，那为什么要把它藏起来呢？
Why be selfish and keep it to yourself?
为什么这么的自私，藏给自己呢？
Those people you meet.
这些你遇见的人。
Your extended family, your friends, your work people.
你的亲戚，或者你的同事，或者你的朋友。
Your fellow students.
或者你是你的学生。
Those people need to acknowledge the grace of God for themselves the same as you did.
因为他们每个人都有个人的来领受神恩典，像你一样。
Because if they do not accept the grace of God, they will live in eternity without God.
因为他们若不接受神的恩典，他们在永世里将是没有神的同在。
And in this life on planet Earth, they will be without God and without hope.
那在这世上活着，他们就没有神，也没有盼望。
By your faith, you have God and hope for now and ever.
因为你相信神，所以你现在有盼望。
Because the life of God lives in your soul as a believer in Jesus.
因为神的生命乃是借着主耶稣来住在你的心中。
Because we read in Romans chapter 8.
因为我们在罗马书第八章读到。
If we do not believe in Jesus, we are without hope.
我们若不相信耶稣，我们就没有盼望。
And if the Spirit of the living God does not live in you, you do not belong to Him.
神的灵若没有住在你里面，你就不是属于他的。
So I want to encourage you to understand the Bible.
所以我又鼓励你们又来认识圣经。
It is the truth unchanged and unchanging.
而这个圣经里面的真理是不改变，永远不改变的真理。
The Bible refers in Titus to God who cannot lie.
而在基多书第二章又说到神是不能够撒谎的。
Because he is the truth.
因为神就是真理。
And he wants us to have the truth and live by the truth.
所以神愿意我们也有这个真理，也因真理而活。
And I want to now encourage you towards the end with two thoughts.
而在结束之前，我又有两点又来鼓励你们。
I quoted two verses particularly to you the last time I was here, but I do not expect you to remember them.
在上次我来你们中间的时候，我跟你们讲了两节的圣经，但我不盼望你们到今天还记得住。
Does anybody want to stand up and recite them?
这里当中有些人，有没有人记住那两节的圣经，敢站起来背给我们听呢？
No takers.
好像没有人有这样的勇气。
I will tell you where they are and then you might be able to do it.
我可以告诉你这两节经文的出处，之后你可能就能够做到。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11,
在彼得前书第四章十节和十一节,
we have two verses that help you to understand the message I have shared with you today.
在这里有两节的圣经是我今天又跟你们分享的。
1 Peter 4:10 says this,
彼得前书四章十节说,
each one must use whatever gift received to serve others,faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
个人又照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Verse 11 goes on to say,
十一节接着说,
if anyone speaks, that person must do so as if saying the very words of God. If anyone serves, that person must do so with the strength that God provides,so that in all things God will be praised. To him be the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
十一节说，若有讲道的，又按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，又按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
You see, we're all equal.
你看见我们都是平等的。
It says each one.
这里讲到个人。
It doesn't leave anyone out.
所以个人包括了每一个人。
It doesn't leave your brother or sister out or you out.
个人没有说不包括你的弟兄或者你的姐妹。
The gifts we have are given by God.
这里讲到我们得到的恩赐都是神所赐给我们的。
That includes our time. That is a gift from God.
就包括我们的时间，时间也是神所赐给我们的。
Our resources, they are all gifts from God.
我们所有的资源都是神赐给我们的。
Our opportunities, they're all gifts from God.
我们所有的机会也是神所赐的。
So we must use all of our gifts that God has given us to serve others.
所以我们必须领受神所来自一切的恩赐，使用它们去服侍别人。
When we do that, we are to faithfully administer God's grace in different ways.
我们这样行的时候，就是做神百般恩赐的好管家。
You see, God knows we're different from each other.
神知道我们每个人都不同。
So he doesn't all want us to have the same gift or use it the same way.
所以神没有赐给我们众人同样一个恩赐，或者同样的去做同样的事情。
God wants us to use the gifts that he has given us to show his grace to others.
神乃是要你从所得的这个恩赐去服侍他人。
Do you know why I use the Bible a lot?
你知道我为什么要引用这么多的圣经经节吗？
I tell people that when I speak in churches, I read the Bible and tell stories.
我告诉人，等我去到教堂里面讲信息的时候，我是读圣经讲故事。
It's partly because of verse 11.
有一点是因着十一节。
It says this, and this is not a suggestion, it is a command.
因为在十一节这里不是一个建议，乃是一个命令。
If anyone speaks, he or she must speak the very words of God.
若有人讲道，就又按着神的圣言讲。
Is that a good reason to understand the Bible and recite it?
这是不是一个很好的原因，叫我们来学习圣经，而记起这些经文呢？
It's not a good idea at all.
就觉得好像不是一个很好的想法。
It is obedience to a command from God.
当原因是我们有顺服神所给我们的命令。
So it is much more than a good idea.
所以这比一个好想法更好。
Remember Jesus, he said, "Not my will, your will be done."
记得耶稣曾这样对父这样说：“不要照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。”
He said, "Follow me."
他对我们说：“跟随我。”
Verse 11 of 1 Peter 4 goes on to say, "If anyone serves, that's whether you serve with hospitality, or in kindness, or ushering, or cleaning." Or speaking, or singing, or playing music, or doing something for somebody. Whenever we serve, we are to do so with the strength that God provides.
在十一节那里又说，若有服侍人的，包括我们在这里做招待的，我们做整洁的，或者唱歌的，或者弹琴的，或者其他的服侍，无论我们做任何事。都要靠着神所赐的力量去服侍。
He's doing very well, isn't he? That was a very long sentence. God has given him a good memory. And so, the reason we do it is not because so people will look at us and say, "Wow, you're wonderful."
所以我们这一切的服侍，目的不是要着别人。看着我们说，哇，他做得这么好。
Why should we do things to serve others?
那我们为什么又去服侍别人呢？
Because we must acknowledge that the strength to serve is strength from God.
因为他使我们能够承认说，我们服侍的力量是从神而来的。
So our motivation must be what it says next.
而我们一切的动机都是接下来所说的。
So that in all things God will be praised.
我们是服侍的动力，那是又叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
After I had completed my doctoral studies in Canada,
当我在加拿大那里完成我这个博士学位的时候
，I went to a place called Regent College in Vancouver.
我就去了温哥华那里的一个地方。
It is a marvelous place for learning about God and God's truth.
在那个地方是一个很好的地方，能够学习认识神和神的真理。
And one of the professors there wrote on the top of the board.
而其中一个教授在黑板上写了这样一句话。
At the first class of every semester.
就是在每一个学期的第一堂课。
Service to God.
侍奉神。
Is without thought of praise or reward.
乃是不要想到有任何的夸奖和自觉的荣耀。
He was paraphrasing 1 Peter 4:11.
他是用自己的话将彼得前书四章十一节写出来。
The work of the Pacific Group of Schools is not my work or our work, it's God's work.
这个西太平洋这个基督教的学校不是我的工作。
And we must say that.
而我们也应该这样强调。
I shake hands with hundreds of people every day.
每一天我都跟许多的人握手。
Students age 4 to 18.
从四岁到十八岁。
Parents aged whatever age they are.
而所有的父母无论任何的年龄。
Staff, visitors.
还有那里的老师还有来探望的人。
And I say things like, how are you?
我也常常问他们说你好吗？
And the students will often say, and the adults will often say, I'm good.
而有些学生或者家长都会说我好。
And I do not correct them.
而我也不纠正他们。
I say to them, they say, how are you? And I say, God is good, and I am well.
所以当他们问我说你好吗？我会跟他们神是上的，所以我也很好。
Because the Bible teaches there is no one that's good. Not even one, not even me.
因为圣经教导我们，我们没有一个人是良善的。
So now what?
只有神是良善。
So now what happens when I shake hands at the school?
所以现在我在学校跟人家握手的时候,
the words from me, how are you?
我又问他说你好吗?
Most of them say, I am well.
许多人都说我感觉好。
They mean God is good and I am well.
他就说神是良善的, 所以我觉得好, 感觉良好。
So that's why it says in 1 Peter 4:11 that we do what we do to bring praise to God.
所以彼得前书4章11节说到, 我们在房事上都要将荣耀归给神。
And then the verse concludes, to him be the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
之后这节经文是这样来结束的，说， 愿原来荣耀全能都是他的， 直到永永远远， 阿们。
When you leave here today, I want you to resonate in your mind.
当你今天离开这里的时候， 我愿你的思想上有这样的， 感动。
As a follower of Jesus, I have only one thing to do.
作为基督的门徒， 我只有做一件事情。
That is to bring glory to God.
就是要荣耀神。
In the little ways in which you speak with one another and listen to each other.
无论你是在小事上彼此的交谈。
When you show kindness or compassion.
无论你对别人显出慈爱的心。
Because kindness and compassion are subsets of grace.
因为这一切都是神的恩典。
Forgiveness of another person is a subset of grace.
我们能够赦免别人也是神恩典中的一份。
Grace can be through our words, our actions, and our attitudes.
神的恩典可以借着我们的话，借着我们的行动给流露出来。
And it doesn't mean if you are a leader of the church, you should be like that.
它并不是说在教会中你做带领的应该有这样的见证。
It means that everyone who's a believer in Jesus in this church must do the same.
乃是说到在每一个作为基督门徒的信徒， 在这个教会里都应该有这样的见证。
And being a believer in Jesus who shows grace is not confined to this building.
而作为耶稣的门徒并不是只停留在 这个教堂里面。
It's in your workplace.
那是在你工作的地方。
It's when you're driving your car and somebody tries to do the wrong thing in front of you.
或者你在开车的时候有人有这样的跳车。
It's in the shopping place when you do your grocery shopping.
或者去到商店那里，商场那里去买你日常的生活用品。
So ask yourself the question and discuss it with each other later.
你自己可以问自己的问题，也可以跟别人迟一点的交谈。
How can I show God's grace when I'm shopping?
说我去商场买东西的时候，怎么样也能够显出神的恩典来呢？
How can I show God's grace when I'm in a social setting with family and friends?
我在一个家庭之中的这个社交上面的活动上面，怎样也能够显出神的恩典来呢？
How can I show God's grace when I'm traveling and on holidays?
如果我去一个去旅游，在旅途当中，我又怎么能够显出神的恩典来呢？
Because you've received God's grace, so you can show God's grace.
因为你领受了神的恩典，所以你能够分享神的恩典。
God's grace is never ending.
神的恩典是永不止息的。
And your grace can never be other than that.
所以你所能显出来的恩典也是同样永不止息的。
Before I leave, I will share about some other things I've brought to share with you.
在我结束之前，我还要跟你们讲一些我带来跟你们分享的其他的事。
I have a number of the book called Together Alive.
在这里也有一本书，我们在一起而活。
Written by a pastor of a church in Singapore.
这是在新加坡一个牧师那里写的书。
And he and that church want to be authentic in being a community of God's people.
因为他们跟他那个牧师跟他的会众那里，又在他们当众社会中做一个神真实的教会。
Pacific Hills puts out a magazine every quarter, and this one is Collaboration Through Teamwork. And this is Hope Collaborating with Churches and Christian Organizations.
他在这个学校也出齐了两次这样的那个书，这个报刊。
One of our teachers has written three books.
其中我们一个老师也写了三本的书。
His name is Akram Saki.
他的名字是 Akram Saki.
In just a little while.
第一本书是还有一点时候。
He's a full-time teacher and a full-time pastor of a large church.
他是一个全时间工作的老师，一个全时间一个教堂的牧师。
So you mustn't think you're too busy.
所以你不要觉得自己没时间。
He got married last year.
他去年结婚了。
And he came to me 3 months before his wedding and he said, can you tell us where to go for our honeymoon?
在结婚之前的三个月，他来问我说，我们结婚了之后要去应该去哪里度蜜月。
Not too many people ask me that question.
其实没不是很多的会问我这样的一个问题。
I said, what do you want to do on your honeymoon?
我问他说，你度蜜月的时候你想做什么事情。
He said, we want to serve people who need help.
他说，我们愿在这段时间去服侍那些有需要的人。
So they went to a village on one of the Pacific Islands.To serve himself as a teacher and his wife as a nurse.
所以他自己是一个老师，他太太是一个护士，所以他们就去西太平洋那里一个岛上面去服侍。
Another book he has written is called The Mirror.
而这本书他写的是叫《镜子》。
This is an excellent book.
是一个非常好的一本书。
About a man who was full of filthy, slimy.Shame and sin.
讲到一个人是充满着罪恶污秽的一个人。
He looked in a mirror and he tried to rub it off and it got all over his hands and arms.
而他在镜子里看到自己，结果他就想把自己清洁，结果是搞了全身都脏了。
He was horrified when he looked at himself.
所以看到自己这个样子，他都很吓了一跳。
He wondered what to do to get rid of all this dirtiness.
他说，我自身上这些污秽，我怎么能够去清洁呢？
And a man came to him and he said, you must try religion.
有一个人就到他这里来告诉他，你要试一试去宗教。
He tried religion.
他去寻找宗教的帮助。
It didn't work.
他却没有帮助到他。
He got worse.
他的情况更糟糕。
He met another man.
他遇见另外一个人。
This man said, try good works.
这一个人告诉他，你不如去行善吧。
He tried good works.
他就尝试多做善事。
Didn't work.
结果还是不行。
And then he met a man who said, you must go to the one who will take the sin to himself.
他这一个人告诉他说，你必须找到一位能够把你的罪带走的。
So who did he go to?
结果他去找了谁呢？
He went to Jesus.
他去找到了耶稣。
He took our sin to himself.
他将我们的罪带到自己的身上。
A very good book to share with a non-Christian.
这是一本很好的书，特别是对还没有信主的人分享。
However, my favorite book that he wrote is this one.
但是我最喜欢他写的书，我最喜欢的是这一本。
It will be okay.
他说，一切都还好。
As soon as my last granddaughter could walk,
当我的这个孙女开始能够会走的时候，
She used to sit on my lap and she still does.
她就会坐在我的膝盖上，现在还是一样坐在上面。
And we read this book together.
我们就会一起的读这一本书。
It looks like it's for children, doesn't it?
这本书看起来好像是给孩子读的。
And it is.
也是给孩子读的。
But it's not only for children.
但是不只是给孩子读。
I read it to the principal of a Christian school.In Hong Kong.
我读了将这本书读给在香港那里一个基督教学校的校长听。
He's the principal of a school of 1,200 students.
他在那里有1,200个学生的校长。
He has a PhD in education.
他有教育上的博士学位。
And I did something strange, but I like doing strange things.
我对他读这本书给他好像看起来很奇怪的一件事，但我喜欢做这样奇怪的事情。
I sat down beside him in his office.
我在他的办公室坐在他旁边。
And I took out this book and I read it to him.
我就把这书拿出来读给他听。
I showed him the pictures.
也叫他看里面的图画。
And I knew he was embarrassed.
我知道他坐在旁边很不舒服，觉得很那个害羞。
But I kept reading it.
但是我却一直的读下去。
And then I prayed with him.
之后我就为他祷告。
A little bit later, he rang me up.
过了一段时间之后，他就打电话给我。
He said, "You know, when you read that book in my office."
他告诉我说，当你在我办公室为我读那一本孩子的书的时候
，You knew I was embarrassed.
你知道我觉得很羞耻，你知道吗
？I said yes.
我知道，我感觉得到。
He said, "God wanted you to read that book to me."
他说，神实在要你把那本书读给我听。
Because 1 hour after you left.
因为一个小时，你离开之后一个小时。
My deputy principal of the school came and said to me that one of our 17-year-old students had died.
因为在我们的副校长一个小时之后，我们的副校长来告诉我说，我们学校当中一个17岁的学生已经死了。
So I knew why you read the book.
所以我知道他为什么会看读这本书。
The boy had taken his own life.
因为这个孩子自杀了。
He shared it and read it to the parents and the other family members.
他就拿了这本书跟他的那个孩子的父母还有其他学生一起分享。
He read it at the funeral service.
他在他的追悼他的那个葬礼上面也读了这本书。
He read it at the school assembly.
他又在学校那个开那个会的时候读这本书。
So he said, thousands of people have been blessed by this book.
他说成千的人已经因这本书而蒙祝福。
I brought a number of copies for you to share.
我也带了几本在这里跟你们分享。
I want to pray with you.
我现在愿意为你们祷告。
And I want to ask God to bless you so that you will bless others.
我也要求神能够祝福你，使你能够成为别人的祝福。
Our Father God, we say thank you for Jesus.
因着我们的主耶稣基督天父，我们要感谢你。
We thank you for the Bible, the truth unchanged, unchanging.
我们感谢你赐给我们圣经，这个真理是不能改变，永不改变。
We commit ourselves to acknowledging your grace in our daily lives.
我们将自己交托给你，愿我们在每日的生活中都能够显明你的恩典。
And obeying your command to show your grace to others.
也遵守你的命令。将你的恩典跟其他人分享。
And I pray that anyone here who's been listening,
我也在为这里每一个人祷告，特别在有听见的人。
Who had not accepted your grace before today would do so today.
他们若在今天之前还没有接受你，愿他们今天能够接受你。
And for all of us as Christians to remember and celebrate that we receive your grace day by day.
而作为我们是已经信你的基督徒，我们在每天的生活中都能够这样的喜乐的去分享你的恩典。
Not just in coming to faith,
不只是因着凭着信心而来，
but by living by faith,
也凭信而活。
And we can trust ourselves to you in the name of Jesus.
我们要奉主耶稣基督的名将自己交托给你。
And all the brothers and sisters said,
Amen. 弟兄姐妹都有说阿们。
And I'd like to say a special thank you to my brother.
谢谢我们的弟兄。
You've done very well. 谢谢。
谢谢您。Thank you for your message.